Today on Introductions, our guest is award-winning 16-year-old violist Devin Nefsker of Stevenson High School and a scholarship recipient at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians. Devin has many accomplishments under her belt, including performing the national anthem at Wrigley Field before a Cubs game this past summer, which we'll definitely hear more about. And we'll also hear her perform music by Max Bruch, Ernest Bloch, and more after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio with 16-year-old violist Devin Nefsker, a student at Stevenson High School and at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, where she studies with Desiree Roustrat. She's received awards from the Society of American Musicians Viola Division, the Walgreens National Concerto Competition Early Music Category, the North Suburban Symphony's Concerto Competition, and much more. And she's going to start off this hour with the first movement of the Concerto in D Major, Opus 1 by Carl Stamitz, with Mary Drews on piano. This is Introductions. Thank you. 16-year-old violist Devin Nafsker in the first movement and the cadenza of the Concerto in D Major Opus 1 by Carl Stamitz, with Mary Drews on piano here on Introductions, coming to you from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. Well, thank you, Devin. That was a wonderful way to begin our program, and welcome to WFMT. So tell us about why you chose that piece.
This was actually the first concerto that I learned playing viola after I switched from violin to viola last year. And I really like the 16th note passages in here. Most violists know this piece pretty well, and they have to listen to a bunch of different recordings to get the interpretation right. I was always told that I had a violist vibrato because it was really wide, and apparently it fits better on this instrument.
So do violinists consider you a traitor?
Yeah, some of them. But I think switching to the dark side was the way to go. There's definitely much less competition for viola because, as you know, there are way more violinists than violists. So,
What are some of the other reasons that you switched to viola? What are some of the main differences as you see them between the two instruments?
I was really attracted to the deeper sounds of the viola, and some people think violinists sound like harsh and squawky on their E string, but I really love the C string and the lower tones, that you can get deeper, powerful, and much richer sound on the viola.
Is there anything that you didn't expect with the viola once you started really digging into it?
Speaking of digging in, the bow is a lot different.
Uh-huh.
So I wasn't expecting having to practice the differences in bow that much, but you have to use a lot more pressure on the viola. And I struggled with for the first few months after I switched over. I used like skatey bows and you couldn't really hear the tone, but once you get the sound on the viola, it's not that bad.
And I imagine that once you pick up the violin, now it's probably feels a little strange to you.
It feels so teeny.
What do you have next for us?
I'm going to play the Brook Romance for viola, Opus 85. This piece is, well, of course, there's the Brook Violin Concerto, and that's really famous. But this is much different for violas because in the beginning, it's obviously very romantic, hence Brook Romance. And then there's also the middle exciting part where there's a whole page of stringendo and there's a 17 tuplet in it. So it's not just a boring, slow, romantic piece.
A 17 tuplet.
Yes.
So 17 notes, kind of like a triplet, but a tuplet.
Yes.
And how did you practice that specific?
Well, you have to practice everything in that section in rhythms. And since it is a gradual accelerando through that, you have to practice it really slowly to begin with because you can't fake any of the runs.
Could you play that 17 tuplet for us real quick so we can know what to expect?
I'd love to.
Wow. Well, we'll listen for that in the middle of this piece then. Looking forward now. Here is music by Max Bruch. We're going to hear the Romance for Viola, Opus 85, performed by 16-year-old violist Devin Nafsker with Mary Drews on piano, here on Introductions.
Thank you.
music by Max Bruch. We heard his Romance for Viola, Opus 85, performed by 16-year-old violist Devin Nefsker, a scholarship recipient at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy, and she performed that with pianist Mary Drews. Thank you for that performance, Devin. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
How long have you been working on that piece?
I learned that last year for the Society of American Musicians competition, so it's been a little bit under a year.
It's a nice contrast to the first piece that mm-hmm. you performed. So do you have to play it in a different, completely different mindset?
Yeah, it's a definitely different tone to it.
You're going to end with a very short piece before to close out this bottom of the hour on the program. What are you going to end with for us?
I'm going to play Reger's Suite Number 1, the fourth movement of it. It's basically a 2-minute adrenaline rush. It's a bunch of fast notes, except for the ending chords, but a lot of tricky shifting and a lot of very difficult string crossings.
Did you have to learn this one for an audition?
I learned this one for the Society of American Musicians as well.
Okay, so I could see why you put the two together.
Yeah, this is definitely a contrasting pair.
So what advice does your teacher, Desiree Roustrat, give you on performance? Did she give you completely different advice for the Romans than this Reger piece we'll hear next?
Yeah, especially when you're playing them back to back, you just have to take a breath in between them and just think of the new character of the new piece, because it's definitely very contrasting.
So exactly what are some specific phrases that she uses that you say in your head while you're performing them?
Don't rush. And take time in a few of the places. That there are some nice retards in here that you'll notice, but just don't rush through those because you can actually take time.
Well, here's Devin Nefsker to close out this half of the program with the Suite Number 1 in G minor, Opus 131D. We're going to hear the fourth movement by Max Reger here on Introductions. To end this half of the hour on Introductions, we heard the fourth movement of the Suite Number 1 in G minor, Opus 131D by Max Reger, performed by 16-year-old violist Devin Nefsker. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, www.wfmtintroductions.com, which is where you can do what Devin did and send us a YouTube video or an MP3 file to audition to perform on this program. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear some more music, and also we'll hear about Devin's experience performing the national anthem in Wrigley Field for the Chicago Cubs. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 16-year-old violist Devin Nefsker, a junior at Stevenson High School and a scholarship recipient at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians, where she studies with Desiree Roustrat. Well, Devin, what was it like to perform at Wrigley Field, which is what you did this past summer? You performed the national anthem.
Yeah, it was one of the best experiences of my life. I've never gotten to perform in front of an audience that big before.
So were you nervous right before going out on the field?
No, not really, because I was with a group of seven other students from Music Institute of Chicago. So we all kind of had each other's backs for it. So we didn't really need to be nervous.
And how did you get this opportunity?
The Music Institute of Chicago approached some of us because I guess they did it off of scholarship winnings and things like that and different competitions. And they just knew us from our teachers through Music Institute of Chicago. So they just asked us to do it and put together a quartet.
So what was it like facing all these thousands of people? Were people cheering while you were performing?
Actually, they were really respectful during the entire thing. And of course, they had their hats removed. And we were surrounding home plate in like a half circle shape. And they were really quiet throughout the entire thing. But at the end, they cheered really loudly, which was nice.
Could you hear the echo of your viola through the loudspeakers?
Yeah, we could definitely hear a huge echo. It was awesome.
Well, there's a wonderful photo of you performing in Wrigley Field, which we have on our website, WFMTintroductions.com. And of course, besides performing at Wrigley Field and huge stadiums, you perform in many different ensembles. I was reading your biography. You perform with Midwest Young Artists in Highwood in the Symphony Orchestra, which we've heard on this program. But you also perform in their early music ensemble and the new music ensemble. And you must listen to a huge range of music throughout your whole week. So what is it about each style of music that you enjoy?
I think it's really important to incorporate the new styles of music with the old to understand how to interpret different pieces. And being part of the new music and the early music ensembles has helped me get a really well-rounded view on music, I think. And also playing in the Symphony Orchestra and Midwest Young Artists is really fun because we play a bunch of well-known repertoire.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there who aren't sure what to think of new music. So what would you say to them?
Some of it is very unfamiliar. Like even Bartok, I hated Bartok, and now he's my favorite composer just because I didn't understand him before and I thought his music was kind of pointless. But now I think I found the beauty in Bartok and other like more current composers with different styles. I mean, it takes a lot to appreciate something that's new and kind of weird and out there, but it's good if you can.
And when did you decide that classical music really mattered to you, that you wanted to be an advanced musician and make this an important part of your life?
Last year was about the time when I decided that music was really important to me and that I probably want to pursue it. And I went to the Aspen Music Festival this summer, so I spent 8 weeks there, and it was intense. So that was ultimately when I decided that it was something worth focusing on. And last year I also switched to the viola, which the competition is a little bit easier since there are less violists than violinists, but it's so far paid off.
I think that's wonderful how, as a five-year-old, you were the one who initiated wanting to take violin lessons. What is it about classical music that you enjoy so much?
Well, at first I didn't appreciate classical music at all, and I thought, like every young person, that it was kind of boring and repetitive, and I really started to like it after I joined Midwest Young Artists because they opened a lot of doors to different kinds of music and different composers that I had never even heard before.
Well, we're going to hear an example of some of the newer music that you enjoy performing. What are we going to hear next?
I'm going to play Shahagir by Alan Hovhaness. Well, the opening chords are really important throughout the piece. They're really haunting and eerie. And it's supposed to sound a little saltasto, so I play it over the fingerboard just to create that mood. But then it also builds, and there are really intense parts of the piece. And it's kind of an Eastern-style piece, but there are lots of Asian melodies in it too, which is cool.
Is it challenging to play solo viola, especially on a newer work?
Yeah, it's different because there aren't very many viola pieces in general, but especially new ones. There hasn't been much production of them, but it's interesting. This is a more famous, newer piece, which is good.
Well, let's hear now the Shahagir for solo viola by Alan Hovhaness, performed now by 16-year-old Devin Naftsker. This is Introductions, coming to you from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio.
Thank you.
Music by mid-20th century composer Alan Hovhaness. We heard his Shahagir for solo viola performed by our guest today on Introductions, 16-year-old violist Devin Nefsker. Thank you, Devin. That was beautiful. I could definitely hear that Eastern influence in that piece. Was that challenging? Were those melodies challenging to learn?
A little bit, just because the difference in tone from the first opening chords to the different build-ups throughout is just hard to transition between.
And when you're performing by yourself, you're really in full control of what you're doing, except when your teacher tells you not to do something, right?
Yeah, pretty much. There's a lot of leeway with the tempos and things.
And how much leeway were you allowed to have on this?
A lot. I took excessive time in some places just because I think it really enhances what the feeling is supposed to be of the piece.
Well, that was a fantastic performance. And next we get to hear what I understand is your favorite piece to perform.
It is. The Bloch Suite for Viola Fourth Movement is so exciting and it's really powerful. And it's also very versatile in its different sections because it starts with really angular melodies, and there are lots of accents and carrots and dots on the notes, and then later there's a really lyrical section, and it also brings out the different range that the viola can produce, because there are really, really high sections and really low, deep sections in this. It's definitely a showpiece because you can move a lot to it, and there, like I said, the different sections really make it an interesting performance piece.
So when you picked this piece up for the very first time, or perhaps heard it for the very first time, did you think that this would become your favorite piece to perform?
Not at all. I despised this piece.
Really?
Especially without the piano part. It sounds very strange and alone. But there's originally an orchestra part, which is very, very like intricate, and there are lots of different parts to it, and all the instruments pretty much are used in the orchestra, but the piano part, to compensate for that, it's really busy and it's an amazing piano part.
Well, that's a great example of sometimes you have to grow into a piece, and once you do, there's almost a greater reward, isn't there?
Yeah, I love this piece now.
Well, Devin's going to show us what the viola can do now with the fourth movement from the Suite for Viola by Ernest Bloch. She's going to perform this with Mary Drews on piano. This is Introductions. music by Ernest Bloch. We heard the fourth movement of his Suite for Viola, performed by 16-year-old violist Devin Nafsker, with the wonderful piano part performed beautifully by Mary Drews. Devin is a scholarship recipient at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy and a junior at Stevenson High School. And Devin, before we performed that, you mentioned that you really didn't like this piece the first time you picked it up. And I could completely understand why playing it solo viola might not make quite as much sense when you add the wonderful piano part to that. It really accentuates everything that you did in that piece, and you performed that fantastically.
Thank you. There's a lot of dialogue between the viola and the piano that's really interesting. Like, there's a lot of echoes and different things that makes the piece really come to life.
So how did you practice that by yourself? With a recording of the piano,
with
maybe?
With the recording, definitely, because the entrances in this piece are one of the trickiest things to get about it. Because pieces is different sections that repeat. A few times they come in at different parts in relation to the piano. So I just had to rehearse that a lot, listen to many different recordings.
And you have to be on top of your counting.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Well, your performance this morning here in the studio was just wonderful. And I'm wondering, what are your future aspirations for the viola?
I think college is approaching. Since I'm a junior now, I'm starting to look at things like that. And I think that a conservatory is in my future, maybe, or maybe a double major or something like that.
Wonderful. So you're considering a professional path for the viola.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you the best of luck. Thanks again for coming into the studio.
Thank you.
And anyone can listen to this performance again on our website, WFMT Introductions. That's also where you can find the complete recital program and audition by uploading a music file or even a YouTube video to the website. And we welcome your comments about the program. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serban, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vita. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.